Love your weekend breakfast
with Refilwe and Mpakanyane on 702.
Let's walk the talk.
Let's absolutely walk the financial freedom talk with our certified financial planner, Paul Rulifser. Today, we're going to be talking, retirement funds, and just taking a look at the draft proposal that's been submitted before Parliament to allow you to access retirement funds for emergencies and unforeseen circumstances. Paul, as per usual, very good morning, and looking forward to delving into this aspect of our personal finances.
Well, thanks, Rufiwe. Yes, and it's an interesting, proposal. Mm. And I think we hold with bated breath. Look, it's a little ambitious, I think, to have it planned for next year, because the process is pretty long. And I think there's a lot of other details which might be challenged and needed to be fleshed out. But the concept is pretty good. It's a little late. We would love to have had this perhaps during the COVID lockdown.
Absolutely.
And I think that's a lesson we learned, that whilst you were locked down, you might have lost your job, no access to any funding. And there was your pension, which was a viable resource for you, but you couldn't touch it. And I think also a lot of South Africans actually ended up resigning from the employment so that they could access their funds as well. And that became sort of a deterioration of the whole idea of building up a retirement fund down the road.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, here's this proposal, which is, as you say, at the doorstep of Parliament.
So, Paul, you, of course, have difficult, interesting, and enviable, lovely position of advising people about their finances and helping them sort of try to see around corners and look far down the road and plan for the future. What is your sort of knee-jerk reaction to this draft proposal?
Well, I think in putting it in perspective, it's always good to have an emergency fund. It's a starting point to any sound financial plan, and you should be able to carry yourself for at least 6 months of your living expenses. So the idea of having some access point is a good thing. I think this particular proposal comes with goods and bads, pros and cons, because the good side or the upside of it is that you're still saving, but your savings from next year will be split.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have a third of it go into this cash pot, which will be accessible to you, and the other two-thirds will go into the retirement fund that you already have or that you set up. So it's not as if you can have your money that's existing. Okay, the trade unions pushed a lot, very hard for that.
Yeah.
They proposed that they would like to access the funds right now in terms of cash. And that's a danger. So coming to your question about future financial planning, I think if you opened up that door, you're opening up a big problem for the future, because you're kicking the can down the road. You won't have as much retirement funding when you do retire one day if you access it now.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in that way, it becomes self-defeating. What's the point of saving if you can access it straight away? And I think a lot of us too tend to lean on it as a first option, and this should only be taken out as a last resort. And I'm not quite sure, because of the availability, I fear that people will use it as an access point straight away. The upside of it is that it's savings, and you've got this emergency fund set up, and I think that should buy us a lot of peace of mind. But my advice would be going forward is don't access it at all until you really have to. It must be that measure of last resort, as I say.
All right. So you've broken down for us the fact that your funds will be split into two pots, one third cash, that cash pot, and two thirds into your retirement fund. What other considerations would you urge people to sort of take into account when giving comment and feedback on this legislation, or even just thinking about how it might apply to their own life?
Mm. Well, it's going to be a very, very good savings vehicle, because you're still going to get the tax deductibility that retirement funds enjoy. You get up to 27% of that as a deduction against your taxable earnings. And I think that cannot be ignored. So it might even lean to an advantage to increase your pension fund savings as opposed to saving outside that fund. Because not only do you get a tax deduction and it's accessible, but on the other side, you also can get a better return on investment inside your retirement fund. Because as we know during our previous conversations,
mm-hmm.
when understand that inside a retirement fund, you don't pay any tax. So the interest and the dividends and all the rental income that you might end up on the various aspects of your retirement savings, that is tax-free. So not only do you get a deduction, but you also get tax-free returns, which will certainly boost your future earnings on that, or returns on those funds. So I think it's a no-brainer. But my big concern could be this idea of, well, I've got that retirement fund. You know, it's always in the back of your head. And Rafua, you know, yeah. We are human at the end of the day, and we will tend to lean on it, you know, as, I've got an emergency. I don't quite know how we draw the line with our emergencies, but, you know, it should, as I say, has to be last resort, because there are consequences down the road in terms of your future savings.
Yeah, there absolutely are consequences, as a friend of mine would say. You need to think very, very long and hard, and it has to be absolute last resort. In terms of the number of people that even do have retirement funds or anything of this nature, how are we looking as a country, Paul, in general?
You know, we're still not saving anywhere near where we should, Rafael. You know, and the evidence is found, again, in that statistic which comes out, it doesn't change much. When we retire at 65, less than 6%, around about 6% of people actually have enough money to maintain their lifestyles. Mm. And the remaining amount of people at 65 simply don't. We still lean on our parents for dependency. We lean on our children. We lean on the state. And it's all those aspects which it's still very bleak for us there, and we're simply not saving enough. And there are all sorts of reasons for that. We understand the cost of living, especially now. It's very difficult to get through the month, let alone set aside something. But to your question, it's always going to be a battle for us to save more.
Sure, we'll have to leave it right there. But thanks so much, Paul Rulofsa. Really appreciate the conversation you brought us this morning. And I'm going to pop an email over to you. We do have some listener questions that or topics that two people have asked us to just unpack on air for next week or the weeks to come. So looking forward to that conversation.
Only a pleasure.
All right. Of course, Paul Rulofsa is a certified financial planner. If there's anything that you would like him to tackle that's related to personal finance, savings, investments, do email me, refilwe@702.co.za. We'll be unpacking some listener questions next week and in the weeks to come as well.